Hello, I'm Reagan Shepherd for Spot 127, and we are here today to discuss racial tensions within the U.S. In recent years, we've seen a divide within the nation. Michael Brown, Trayvon Martin, Eric Garner, the list goes on. All young black men who have been killed at the hands of law enforcement. But what is the cause of this racial tension? Have racial tensions within the U.S. increased since the beginnings of the Black Lives Matter movement? Joining me now are my guests Fawn Elmer and Diego De La Vera, two students from Franklin Police and Fire High School, and Brandon Van Winkle, a senior at ASU Prep. Welcome to the show. How's everyone doing?
I'm good.
Okay, I'm just going to jump right into it and throw out a question to you guys. In your opinion, what is racism?
I believe that racism is the practice of making assumptions and treating people differently solely based on the color of their skin.
Racism to me is just thinking that you're better than everyone else when it's not true at all. It's just how you view yourself towards other people.
I agree with Diego about racism, but I also want to say that I also feel that it's kind of a belief on how you perceive yourself and other people too.
Okay, so do you believe that all races are subject to racism?
Yes, I do.
Brandon?
No matter what race you are, there is going to be always racism towards your own race. It's just how it is.
Mm-hmm. Fawn?
Exactly what Brandon said. Like, no matter what, you're going to run into racism somewhere.
Mm-hmm. So what do you know about Black Lives Matter?
It's a movement that really started in reaction to more, I guess, reported on police shootings of young black men.
Mm-hmm. Does anyone else have anything to add?
I do agree with that. It seems like it was a movement that pretty much happened a couple years ago, I would say. Like 2013, 2012.
I think a bit earlier than that. Maybe more like 2010 or 11. But yeah, it's fairly recent.
So do you believe in recent events, racial tensions have increased since the Black Lives Matter movement started?
I believe it has, because ever since Black Lives Matter, you've heard people say, you know, on the bus, like, oh, I can't have my drink on the bus because I'm black, or stuff like that. So I kind of feel that it has gotten worse since this has started.
Yeah, you know, I think especially with social media and things like that, there's sort of been an echo chamber, and cops are guilty of this too, but I think people just hear their own ideas sort of parroted back to them, and their ideas get stronger and stronger, and it sort of creates this culture of not listening to what the other side has to say.
I totally agree with that. I feel like it's, I wouldn't say it hasn't gotten worse, but I feel like it seems like more and more people are just ignoring each other, and especially during, like, online with Facebook and things, I've been recently noticing that there's more racial tension that they don't realize they're making, but there is. They're causing it with themselves.
So do you believe that this is because of the movement itself? So is the movement dividing the U.S. further?
You know, like anything in the U.S., there's always going to be two opinions, and the U.S. in general is very divisive unto itself, just because we have free speech rights and everything. We're allowed to have dissenting opinions. I think Black Lives Matters itself, I wouldn't say that it causes division within the U.S., but I would say that it does lead to some polarizing views.
Mm-hmm. To me, with the movement happening, it seems to show more and more ignorant people in the world. I don't think their racial tensions has been getting worse, or it's the people's fault. I think it's the movement itself. I feel like people have been seeing this movement and taking it as a chance to really say what they want, which you view that as yourself, because like you said, we do have freedom of speech. And with that, it can be a problem with seeing people's views on the whole tension.
So in your opinion, have levels of police brutality increased in recent years, or is there simply more coverage?
I feel there's more coverage of police brutality instead of, you know, it increasing. I feel that they're just covering it more because it's this whole tension between police killing people. So all they're showing is police killing people, because that's what's going on in today's society. with the arguments.
You know, I think that the media definitely has a part to play in blasting police shooting events. But I also think that the sort of anti-police culture that has sprung up also leads to, on the other side, of police using more force, because people might be more likely to resist if they believe that cops are the enemy, basically.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that the media is... I believe the media is completely biased when it comes to the whole police brutality thing, because CNN and other coverage have been shown to actually alter the footage to make it seem like something else, or they do not release the full story of what happened in the situation when it comes to police brutality. They kind of just show the innocence of the people, but not the full story.
Diego, would you like to respond?
Well, actually, I would kind of agree with that. I believe there was an incident in Milwaukee where, God, I forget his name. I believe it was Silville or something. It started with an...
I believe that is right. It's something like that.
It started with an S. And actually, I was about to look it up before you called on me. But basically, the rundown of the situation was that there was two black individuals in a car during a traffic stop. And the driver, I believe, had a warrant out for him. So he booked it. He ran. Syville was a passenger, and he also ran. He had a gun on him, and the police chased him, obviously, because that's what you do when you have a suspect that runs. And he turned, and the police saw the gun in his waistband, so the officer drew his gun and said, "Drop the weapon." And Silva continues to turn around and reaches for his waistband, very obviously for the gun. And so the officer shoots him, very justifiably, because if somebody is reaching to pull their gun out towards you, that is a clear threat to your life. But the media did not know the full facts of the story. All they knew was that a black person had been shot by an officer. They didn't even know the race of the officer, who happened to be black. They just shouted out that another black person had been killed, and people reacted.
Who was the man that was... It was in New York, and he was chokehold, and he passed away. It was a man that was selling cigarettes.
Oh, yeah, he had, asthma or something, and they were trying to bring him down, and they were, choking him.
I believe that was Freddie Gray.
What people don't realize, the officer who commanded the whole procedure was a black woman, and people were pretty much just attacking police in general. I feel like we should more look into the police story and understand their perspective. Mm-hmm. I think that's what people do not understand, is that you're not in the same shoes as a police officer, and there are certain regulations they need to follow when there's something going on, like you said, a warrant or anything like that. Plus, each state have their own rules on how they should follow those procedures. Even if you do not agree with that, you need to understand that there's a reason why the police officers act as the way they do.
So, speaking of coverage, but whether biased or not, what kind of impact has social media had on Black Lives Matter movement?
You know, back, I think I already said this, but it sort of created an echo chamber.
Mm-hmm.
People just keep hearing their views parroted back to them, and on both sides, it just leads to more narrow-mindedness and the unacceptance of other ideas.
As people with social media and everything, people have made a response to Black Lives Matter with such as All Lives Matter or Blue Lives Matter. And seeing that, I see people who are huge supporters of Black Lives Matter absolutely hate All Lives Matter or Blue Lives Matter. It seems as if people have pretty much been making their own views on it, and it seems people are just becoming more narrow and narrow, as you say.
Exactly.
How does Black Lives Matter compare to other racial movements in the past?
I would say that it's a bit more disorganized, you know, with movements back in the 60s with MLK. Mm-hmm. It was a lot more organized. And, you know, I know that Black Lives Matter is a bit more, I wouldn't say fragmented, but it doesn't have a cohesive whole. Mm-hmm. And there are some factions within Black Lives Matter that commit violence, such as rioting.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not the case in the 60s with Martin Luther King. Their whole movement was based on peaceful protest. They did not hurt anybody.
Mm-hmm. Right. And with Black Lives Matter, I feel like at first they wanted these peaceful protests, but other people had joined in and started doing the rioting. And mm-hmm. that kind of took it to a new level where it kind of looked like the group was split and they were trying to bring these two different ideas for this group, I guess you could call them. And it really started a kind of a bad impact on their whole trying to get people to see what they see.
Like their image, basically.
Yeah.
Where is the latest riot that happened, and what town was it, or city?
I don't remember.
The latest riot I saw, the problem I have with Black Lives Matter, as you said, they're not doing the same thing as MLK did, was such as being peaceful and everything. With these riots going on, I see that their message is being portrayed completely wrong. Is what they're trying to say and what they're doing is two completely different things with the riots. With the latest riot, I can never remember what town or city it was, but a CNN reporter covering it got completely tackled by a black man. And seeing that, with the whole people attacking each other and seeing them calling white people crackers and everything during the riots, it seems like their whole message is just getting blurred out with just causing trouble.
So, Fawn, earlier you mentioned that the movement was split. Would you say that Black Lives Matter is comparable to Black Panthers?
I feel it could. I mean, with every group, you're going to have two different sides, two different beliefs. But with both of these, Black Lives Matter and Black Panthers, they both showed something that was going against what they were saying, as Brandon had said.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think it does have a few parallels with the Black Panthers. There was a peaceful side of the Black Panthers, and there was a more violent side of the Black Panthers that mm-hmm. fought for that fought for both equality and in some cases black supremacy. But there was also the side of the Black Panthers that advocated for free lunch, and that is, you know, being a student that receives free lunch is pretty great.
In your opinion, is there a solution to the increased racial tensions in the U.S.?
With me, the whole thing of intent, like with the increasing of racism and everything, I feel like if we can all agree that the whole rioting and everything is just completely wrong, it's unnecessary to do that kind of things, I feel like it would drop the tension a lot, honestly. It should go back to, like, what you said, MLK. It should be more peaceful. If it was peaceful, these tensions would not be existing. But since seeing what goes on all night and on the media and online, of course there's going to be more tension towards people because a white person can see that and feel like that he's being attacked personally. I feel like we should just look at this and figure out a solution to make this a lot more peaceful, as it pretty much, I'm pretty sure, originally was meant to be, not what it is now.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think if everybody on both sides, black people and cops, just sort of took a step back and analyzed each situation with a new set of eyes instead of falling back on preconceived notions and prior experiences, I think that everything would be handled a lot more rationally.
Fawn, anything to add?
I feel that not only should blacks and cops be the ones taking a step back, I feel everybody should, even social media, because it is getting way out of hand where people are just having an argument to have an argument. So I feel everybody should really step back and see the difference,
the different viewpoints of
each story.
A thing I want to add to that, I feel like people should really look into something without just spewing their words, without doing their research, because, you know, like the whole CNN thing, it's no secret that they altered their footage, and that made tons of people mad, and not everyone still knows about that. People need to start looking at more than just one news outlet. People need to look at multiple views, not just the cops, but also the individual himself, the family, just any way they can understand multiple views and see and judge what's the best altercation they can be.
I think that's just a good idea on life in general, especially being in the U.S. Like, you just need to look at both sides of everything. If you're a liberal, wait in conservative news for a little bit, and vice versa.
Like this whole thing, kind of like the whole thing with Republicans and Democrats, they don't listen to each other at all. They just kind of block each other out, and I feel like that's what's going on with the whole Black Lives Matter thing. I feel like people who are huge supporters of Black Lives Matter just completely block out on people's opinions outside of that, and the people outside of Black Lives Matter block out their opinions on people who are involved with the Black Lives Matter. I feel like we both should listen to each other and find a solution in the end.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us today, and I'd also like to thank my guests, Vaughn Elmer, Diego de la Vera, and Brandon Van Winkle for being here. Thank you, guys. I'm Reagan Shepherd for Spot 127, and we'll see you next time.